This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. The two leaders will hold discussions on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. These include shipbuilding, trade, investments, AI, semiconductors, critical and emerging technologies, people-to-people connect, and cultural exchanges. President Lee Jae-myung will also hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met South Korean President in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar lauded the South Korean President's commitment to deepen bilateral relations across multiple domains. The South Korean President arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradisanaike discussed the proposed link between India and the island nation through an oil pipeline. Foreign Secretary Vikramasri said in Colombo that some proposals that were discussed between the two countries include the project related to the energy hub in Trincomalee and the proposal to link India and Sri Lanka through an oil pipeline. Mr. Misri said the two leaders also had productive discussions on further deepening the multifaceted bilateral ties, housing projects and fishermen issues between the two neighbours.
President Disanayake mentioned on this subject that there was a need for India and Sri Lanka to work together to address the fishermen-related issue, something that the Vice President welcomed and once again underlined the need for more frequent contact between the concerned authorities of the two countries on this issue, for the joint working group on this subject to meet, as well as for engagement between the fishermen's associations.
During his meeting with Mr. Disanayake, Mr. Radhakrishnan laid emphasis on India's neighbourhood-first policy and developmental bilateral cooperation. India and the US will resume in-person negotiations on their proposed bilateral trade agreement from today, with a senior Indian delegation travelling to Washington for a three-day round of talks aimed at recalibrating the framework amid shifting global tariff dynamics. The meeting will mark the first face-to-face engagement between the two sides in nearly 4 months, during which discussions continued virtually. The Indian team, led by Chief Negotiator Darpan Jain, will include officials from the Commerce, Customs and External Affairs Ministries. Iran has denied agreeing to a second round of peace talks with the United States, directly contradicting President Donald Trump, who said American negotiators would arrive in Pakistan tonight for negotiations. Iran's official news agency, IRNA, cited Washington's excessive demands, unrealistic expectations, constant shifts in stance, repeated contradictions, and the ongoing naval blockade as reasons for the refusal, describing the blockade as a breach of ceasefire conditions. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has also closed the Strait of Hormuz, requiring commercial ships to obtain explicit permission and follow guard-approved routes, warning that vessels approaching without clearance could be targeted. Back home, the Election Commission has released figures of voters for the first phase of assembly election in West Bengal. According to official figures, till date, 3,60,77,171 electors are eligible to cast their votes in this phase. Of these, 1,84,99,496 are male voters, 1,75,77,210 are female voters, and 465 are third gender electors. These figures will be revised once tribunals submit the final list of eligible voters. Union Road Transport and Highways Ministry has clarified the issue of cancellation of recent bids for construction of an alternative coronation bridge in Darjeeling district. The ministry said that the Coronation Bridge alternative project is being upgraded from the earlier proposed 4-lane to a 6-lane highway. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 54 runs in New Chandigarh last night. Today, Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.